Dear brothers and sisters, our catechesis today deals with St. Clare of Assisi, the great mystic friend of St. Francis and founder of the Poor Clare Nuns. Born to a family of means, Clare chose to embrace a life of radical poverty, chastity, and trust in God's providence. As if by Francis, she consecrated herself completely to Christ, and together with her companions embraced a common life in the church of San Damiano in Assisi. The spiritual friendship between Clare and Francis reminds us of how the great saints have found in such friendships a powerful impetus to greater love of Christ and a renewed strength in the pursuit of the way of perfection. Clare's rules were first written by a woman sought to preserve and foster the Franciscan charism in the growing number of women's communities which followed the example of Francis and her own. Her spirituality, nourished by the Eucharist, was based on the loving contemplation of Christ as the source and perfection of every virtue. St. Clare shows us the value of consecrated virginity as an image of the Church's love for her divine spouse and the decisive role played by courageous and faithful, faith-filled women to the Church's renewal in every age. I welcome the pilgrimage group from Iran in the company of Archbishop Thomas Merham. My cordial greeting also goes to the participants in the International Symposium of Benedictine Nuns and Sisters. I also greet those taking part in the biennial meeting of KPMG International. Upon all the English-speaking visitors present to today's audience, especially the pilgrim groups from England, Scotland, Sweden, the United Arab Emirates, Australia, and the United States of America, I invoke God's abundant blessings.